Welcome back to another episode of Olumide is a Goat podcast. Like we said, we are not the number one in the country, but we are trying to be number one in the metaverse. You get me? Afema, okay, you know what it is up now? Since these niggas don't want to listen, let's kukuma put a restriction on it and have niggas pay for our podcast. Hmm. So Elon Musk, what are you saying, nigga? What are you saying? Consign us, nigga. First podcast in the metaverse. Bro, may I see future on some back to... Come on, I don't want to talk my plan too much. Make people do intellectual theft. Mm, you get me? IP, intellectual property. Papa, kill on Lola, kill on Shelley.
Bro. I don't even know how they even do me as I did like this. But thank God we did live fine. We shall have. We did chop. We don't chop beans and bread this morning, Rabbi.
Ah, at the job. Up when you follow her.
How's it been now? How's it been?
By the way, last week, you guys didn't hear our voice. And we never even... When we say you should follow us on IG, you know, follow us.
They don't even hear
follow
our
us
voice
on TikTok. They don't follow us. They don't even ask us. Say, Ebola and boys, you know, where are these niggas? And I know if you ask. She not so life supposed to be.
If to say they know.
If to say they know.
If to say they know. And if they know good, they know if you know.
If it were to be them,
how will they feel? How will you feel?
Even
though if it were to be you,
bro, man, I don't want this shit to be a book of lamentation. I think we've had our fair share of lamenting. Let's just keep it light on this one. You get me?
Yeah.
On a big chips, I see one video today, bro. You have to get power, guy. All those people where they say titties over. Bunda, be titties over here. She run on pa.
They don't know the word.
A old skepta where I dey hold in high regard. Say big chief skeppy. I answer to no one. I'm at the top and the mountain is peak. And they see skeppy dey agaracha way for yash. Skeppy dey lose guard for yash, bro.
When I said Idiaraba, Idioro, Idiabajo, Idiarere, Idolebe, Idimu.
If you don't understand your Lagos.
Many Idi.
Bro, no, Yash get power. Before we dive into this thing, I said something today and I want to get your view of it. It's kind of disclaimer, it's going to sound gory, it's going to sound. So for niggas that don't like hearing those subject matter, give us 5 or 3 minutes to talk about bullshit before we go into this episode. So as I brush my teeth today, something called like, you know when you say vision.
Wait, the vision.
I the reason say the best way to die in this life.
Ah.
Now why I say disclaimer?
Nibo. Nibo. For yeah. I beg you. I never used this thing.
And the reason say person don't even old, don't live life. What is Jeshua more? What is Jeshua? What is miss?
What is life?
Everything, you feel me? I feel say the best way to die in this life, make you just sleep and die.
Yeah, of course.
Bro, your children are not. I mean, when you are sick, they don't count it as wasting money. But let's be honest, if you eventually die, it's wasting of money. Like, bro, I always feel like, bro, some sickness.
May God not allow us. No. The thing is, may God not allow us invest in something we see. We no go fit see the
guy. You know the mental trauma they will go through. Like
even after, look, just imagine a scenario whereby. These children, they don't even have the money and all.
They went all out borrowing. Guy. The
man died, one. They got gas pay money for...
Funeral procession.
They went first pay money for mug, basically, everything.
True.
They go still start another funeral preparation again. They have to spend a lot. So, we just advise our old people. If they want that,
they let us know.
May they let us know.
What's going on?
Honestly, it's actually not funny, but
it's not crazy. Funny, but it's at crazy. The end of the day, you just think of some wild shit. So we are done with talking the wild shit, and we are back from not uploading last week. no apologies. Since you niggas did not ask of us. So
actually.
No apologies. So what are we talking about this week? We they do like say, you know saying I saw those podcasters they do. So what are we talking about this week? They know what they won't talk about.
Let's be serious.
They know what they won't talk about. They can't say, so what are we talking about? It has a nice ring to it, I can't lie. First of all, niggas are... Some nigga turned himself to Superman. Superman. Ololade Miyashake. That nigga turned himself to Superman. Like, what was he thinking, bro?
Bro.
But for me, I feel like it's the rock star life. For me, I like the video, sha.
Yeah, it's part
thankfully,
of it,
though. Thankfully, did not enjoy, sha. Because, if like I said, those people, they reason catch
know,
him.
I don't feel like saying
I
don't feel like saying
he no fall, he no fall, but they don't catch him early.
Yeah, they don't really catch him.
Bro, that could have gone left bro. Real quick. Do you think you're a superstar now? Do you think you ever crowd dive?
Why not? That's part of it now. Like, do you know the feeling? Because it is not him and it is not him anymore. Like, you know, music is, in a way is very spiritual. In a way.
I hear you.
Because when you are into it already, you even know who compares machine anyhow and all. So you even know when you decide to even sky to even dive into the crowd. Do you get my point now? Like, no be something where we say you go prepare, say as I go, I won't go dive inside to the
you
crowd.
Just go with the vibe.
The spirit the will spirit. Just come. Everything like, and when you they perform. You dey perform and you dey get the same energy where you dey put into the performance back. Like,
yeah, sha.
Do you know,
that
like, the connection between you and the crowd,
feel you. Yeah, sha. That one.
So you can't actually blame him. No, be him the first person we go first dive.
But
it'd
be like, say, before he jump, that jump. It'd be like, say, some other man pick a day with him. He was like,
no,
she mo fai folk when you
open. I was like,
they for catch and well, rip him of all his properties.
Hey, go ask for table, we go do one for Kogi.
All why you go crowd die for Kogi?
All the ring where they are, all the hand they bleed.
The hand they bleed. Okay. Bro, that's crazy.
They come on ring for hand.
I think the craziest artist crowd diving experience I've had. I don't even think theirs was crowd die. I think they was like, they were feeling the crowd and they walked into the crowd. Was these niggas, Cookie, Vavavum and Pisha.
They
talk say when they sing, my any banger.
That's like
say people they feel them. They too,
I think
they
that's even one of the biggest, bro, their biggest song
their
ever.
Biggest song. I say they want jolly with the crowd, but she want no crowd by worry chain more, worry phone more, gone, bro.
They just call Lagos.
That time, maybe like 2009. They don't know. Say they no supposed to do that kind of
thing. Spooky to that year. They were next treated. They were artists of their own time.
What did Sobi say? I don't understand. See, in this life, yeah, you cannot really say this is the nigga that we blow. Like, obviously, you go fund, you go put in investments, yeah. You go put in plans, structure for this particular person or group of people to blow down one day. And Toba Jasokwe, fine. You feel me?
Yeah.
As Cookie Day, they don't nominate them for Next Year twice. Bro, at a point, they said, God forbid, they did not go. They told Eddie's, God forbid. After they won, I don't think they won the next rated. But
no, they won.
Their first next rated, I think they won. Then
they won.
The second time was like 2 years later.
Like it was then before one the goal.
Then 2 years later or something. I think after the Liu Kesh, whatever. The year after
it's
that,
it's
going to
be after Liu Kesh again.
I they say if only, maybe a
that
year
was like
before Liu Kesh, bro.
Liu Kesh, oh, Liu
because
Kesh
I know that Cookie got nominated for next rated twice. So the second time, they have to say no, bro. Kilo.
It was Techno. I remember that Techno rejected it. Techno's own was after.
And Techno came during Panana.
No, Techno's own was with Mayokun and.
I know.
I think Lighter was on the
it's
list
because
of
because Techno, they thought of Panana and they thought of Techno as a newcomer. And that was so stupid.
Not even.
It was during that time when
Panana
did
win.
He had one. That time Techno and Chris Beat had won a crazy run.
He gave many songs.
Talking about festivals and crazy run. Waiting they sup with Zinoliski. I know they see his names for this. At least even if you know be show closer because normal.
Show opener, no only.
They go they suppose use them as middle row or show opener. I know they see Zino name. Even Sheyi, they go do show for UK very soon and his own show. So waiting they sup in
his own
Zino market.
Show. I feel like Zino
is also going for Zino
Tokyo.
Went on a Malian record level. No be his own personal show. I'm not sure it was his own personal show, but it just went on Malian people. Normal. Yeah. Malian, you go. No, baby, no go. It was really Zino is too good to be thought about in the sense of this nigga is not big enough. Like, I feel like if you give me like the way they'll say pick one, delete one, all those type of
people.
I'll pick like, Zin over many people.
Wait,
I won't
calm
even
down,
lie.
Calm down, Lumide. I feel like to some extent, people still tend to see Zino as an upcomer. Like compared to what you don't do, the kind of work when you don't do already. Don't even carry him come out that level we in the.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe his body or his charisma or something is still making him fit in that upcoming level. Because I can actually put Buju on the same level with Zino.
Bro, if they play their cards right,
yes,
I agree.
Even Ruga is looking like somebody that is
Zino should be doing the same doing
yeah.
bro. Like, what's
well, I don't
happening?
Know. I don't know. I feel like it is the structure of the label.
In terms
or
of releasing music, I don't know if I'm the only one that have noticed this, but when it comes to dropping projects, Zino has not thought it through and through. He drops projects that are sure to be club bangers during December period when people are more relaxed and people are not really. December now, no one is really thinking about new music.
Mm.
His first EP, Chrome, when did he drop it? November ending, towards beginning of December.
Yeah.
His second project, the one that had Call of Duty on it. What was that?
Personal.
The one that had Persona on it.
Grit
and Lost. Yeah. He dropped it in second week of December.
Yeah.
When people have closed their journal of releasing
like,
music for
like,
the year. What's happening?
I feel like
I need to pattern up nice to drop music during middle
actually.
Of the year, during third quarter. That's like the best time to drop music.
My personal reason I'm saying he drop the project during the festive period. Most check out from this angle too. As in drop out of the two EPs now, at least you get songs where they actually get to number one on Apple Music. On Nigeria Apple Music.
You get the point now.
Like, one of his biggest songs ever, Kilo Feshi, was on the previous project.
Chrome, yeah.
And the other one again, the Grit and Lost 2. Personal 2 now, one of the biggest songs too. In the country as at the time it dropped. So, you know, if you talk, say, it's actually not strategic enough. And you can't say the project.
No, they did flop.
So we can't really count him out.
Yeah, no, I'm not counting him out. I'm just saying.
I just feel like he's working on an album now. He's going to do better. Let me just
I believe he'll do. I'm not saying in terms of obviously.
But do you know my greatest fear?
What's your greatest fear? Talk
about his new project. I feel like it's going to sound alike in all the songs.
Guy, I've been. Someone told me that thing, and I think. Zino not in warm rice too.
Like
share.
It's going to sound alike.
Like, what's happening?
Like,
what's happening?
Because when you listen to a body of work, bro, I know left to me, I don't want any banger on a body of work. As far as the body of work is cohesive, like
I know everything. I understand your point.
Like they finish. The number two, they relate to number one. Number three, they relate to number two. You know that kind of thing now. So you go feel I'm well.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like,
but man, I feel like, bro,
I just need a cohesive body of work. If it's going to be banger out,
it should still be
look
cool.
At No Bad Boy, No Party, Bad Boy Team's album. Like when you listen to that album, you know, like no bad boy, no party, and everything is just dope. Like as everything be, bro, banger upon bangers, and the album is actually doing like one of the underrated albums that came out this year. So.
I mean, in terms of releasing album, yeah, cohesiveness is one point, but you still have to put bangers there. Now, waiting to make you money, and in terms of mainstream, now those songs go cross mainstream. Only few niggas have been able to cross what we know as mainstream without necessarily dropping bangers. And those few niggas at the top of the poll is Omale. Omale is one of those niggas
Omale
does not seek bangers. He just does his things, and his things are... Like they'll say, things are patterned. You get me? Pattern is shit, man.
It
can't lie.
Anytime.
It a pattern is, bro. Cause a song like Reason, on a regular day, the way we know our Nigerian, the way we are in Nigeria, we like gbagba music. Will go make us dance. Don't let me say gbagba in terms of sound, but
yeah.
Music that we exude. Can't even saw me more, but. Shout music that will make us dance, basically.
That's part of our culture.
We reason now.
As an African man, why we get Bata, why we get Gogo, all this musical sound, they are not for how I want to put it now. Nobody say make you just they are not for chilled kind of music.
Exactly. I think African music is not chilled kind of music. Even our drum, talking drum, it has life.
So you don't expect anybody dropping song, me, you know, still get like banger. Actually, I agree with you. Actually.
Yeah, bro.
I just feel like some people, they're exceptional with it. Like, they will drop body.
People like Omale.
They know.
Johnny Drill. They know they find bangers. Omale, Johnny Drill.
They know they drop song.
When they drop, it go bang. But they know they find that banger.
All of them now go feel relate. Like, that reason. I see the talk, I'm saying, waiting this guy the smoke. Like, I know still understand. That reason is, that place when you talk, say, are you doing this to survive? I mean, I think talk the place safe.
Talk. What is the reason you don't have peace of mind?
Bro, Nafuta, number one.
I did die. You na say Nafuta. I don't feel argue though.
And the other one is
he said,
are you doing this?
Are you taking pictures of all the memories in your life?
Bro.
No. Yes or no?
Bro, no, the thing
me,
is,
I don't even they take I just, picture. I feel be, say on my lady attack picture, me.
See. Maybe actually picture per se. I just feel like what he meant there is like are you actually measuring your growth? I don't feel it's like picture. Like say you did measure
Potironu deep.
Like, bro. I would not sit down and reason that song. Like many of us, anybody's just doing everything for survival. Like they're not doing things.
Bro, just let's be honest. You don't, people doing things they love, I think it's still for survival.
Just for survival, but you are still doing what you like. You don't get
Okay, someone like
Zeke now.
Okay.
That's his love of his life is music.
Music production, yeah.
Do you get the point now? If he's now making big money from love of his life.
He's survival, but he's doing what
imagine
he
someone
knows.
Like Kojo Nakadimos. For the poster.
It
is still
level.
I just feel like someone like you now, if you don't end up chopping money from this
entertainment
space,
bro, I'm so sad with my life. I don't see
imagine
my
imagine you were there at your house, the record podcast, or see someone like TVT now. Make or end up to they do 9-to-5 job because the podcast no said again.
Persiway quit 9-to-5 to do entertainment.
You get the point. That is just it.
That's crazy, though.
So like, are you just doing it?
You've enlightened me. I will even lie.
Ah, Omali.
Ah,
carry your mommy.
So why you get to
plug your episode again?
No reason now.
The picture will be different. Wait till the picture goes.
And you move on the light level, shallow level, it's below deep. God damn.
Oh, good. I'm going to buy one boat to come on my
Shane, the origin caused this one, Abi. Wait till break. You know what? Magicians know they tell you secrets.
Feel it. So it is. That's just the way it is. Another cohesive body of work, Quimsy, is still the underrated to you now. Is Sean Tizu's Deuce. That album is.
I think we even talked about you,
bro.
You've given it its credit.
They talk at me again.
Bro, come and do it.
Deuce by Sean Tizu, bro. No be small.
My boy ain't on TV now, so can almost. Things are not. By the way, I want to talk something. I don't know if is there still time. Time Shiwa joke. Hey, what do you think in terms of rollout? Do we have what we call? I think it's gradually seeping into our Nigerian music culture. But do you think we have rollout culture in Nigeria in terms of music? Don't let me put in. I feel like his movies they go do Ipolo, Netflix, this and that. So, in the movies aspect, to an extent, that entertainment piece patterned up that they have good rollout. See the way they fooled us with Nino and Extraction. Now, everyone wanted to watch Extraction, it was a well thought out rollout. But in music, do we have people doing rollouts or people that are doing it are very few? Do you think we have rollout culture in Nigeria?
Yeah, to some extent, we have rollout culture. Do you get my point now? See, sometimes there's something I believe in. You don't have to do everything to be perfect. The little imperfection where you know where no day if you make the stuff safe still perfect.
What do you mean by all right? That?
See someone like Asake.
Okay.
He didn't do any rollout or anything, not you know, even announce. Like he announced his album like 2 weeks before the album drops.
Did he even announce?
He didn't make any announcement. He dropped a single. Okay, he dropped a single off the album. That was Amapiano. Off the album. That was when we knew he's dropping his an album.
True, true.
But bro, guess what? What happened?
He patterned up nice.
That is a strategic rollout. He didn't come out to tell you this is the way I want it to be. But
no visual. The way he brought it out, like
drop a single off the album in 2 weeks' time and the noise. He gave us something to talk about. All of us had his chat. I said, Asake won't drop album. You know, even talk say he won't drop album. Now, wait till all of us they do be that. Like, Asake won't drop album. You know, tell us everybody won't drop album.
I think that's a better rollout
to some extent. And people, where they actually drum too, they actually try now. See, when Whiskey dropped them, Made in Lagos, like you go know, say there was a lot of budget.
Yeah, there
on
was
that
rollout
project.
On.
Like a lot of budget. David did the same thing. He went offline for a very long time and he came with that video, all of us. How many
minutes? 1 million one million views. Like bro.
In no time. So I just feel like these guys should do better. Like I feel like
I don't want to use the word new cat because they don't call my goats new cats. So I don't want to use the word anyhow. But I feel like these new guys. Good day, because Victoni released Tupac.
Okay,
and the rollout he had for it was nice.
Okay, look at
the rollout he had for it was nice.
Look at them.
Black Bones is a master of it.
Fireboy, Jawa, that project. On Peru, Fireboy said,
my third album is loading.
Do you get the point? No, he said, no, I don't even need my third album.
No, that's what he says.
No, I don't even want the third album. Okay, okay, okay. Milky Fagbo, Potamomoli.
Yeah,
but when he was doing, when did they even call that video? Where did they first snippets?
Snippet. Yeah.
When he was doing his snippets
or teaser, anyone you want to call
teaser,
it,
or video teaser or something, you know, he actually brought out.
He said,
so was very surprised. Like it was surprising to all of us. Like,
not me though. But
when the first
point.
Thing I first thought was, that's a way to
something counterintuitive that will catch your attention. Yeah,
on the song, you don't talk as a point on the
Fagbo.
The next song with Elon Musk boys, too.
You say, I smoke, I loud.
So, what am I talking about? I feel like, in a way,
I didn't think of that as being a rollout. Now,
that rollout, now, bro. Everything, okay. Everything we go, they, okay. Like, before they drop a project or a song, they give us something to talk
song
about.
Or a feature run.
Do you get the point? They want us to talk about something. You should know that his next album. What should you expect from his next album?
Something to talk about.
Maybe Playboy again.
No, you know, fee.
Nah, Bad Boy Fire.
You know,
they
say we don't. I feel like this musician says to the
no
point
be gentle,
of
Mali again.
To the point of
no be gentle Fireboy again.
To the point of
Bad
say,
Boy Fireboy won't see
to the point of people have this now we are deviating to something else, just a segue from rollout.
Right.
People have this conception that a console or social media on people you can go and lie them. They hear us clean and clear.
They actually pay attention to everything.
Quality. And they watch Steph. We'll get one interview like this where they trend on Twitter. So I just go YouTube, go find the full video. Where on my lady draw tattoo, one lady come the interview. And on my lady was saying they call my style Afro depression, Afro whatever. Don't worry, when I drop my deluxe, should people call it anything? You still gonna fuck with it? Like they hear this piece, say whether it affects them for good or for bad,
yeah.
Then they hear him. He show me that. But see like Fireboy now, don't take his time. Whether consciously or subconsciously, fine, the album did well. We just troll on Twitter. Normal.
Yeah,
Twitter
yeah,
troll,
yeah.
Good day.
Yeah.
But the subconscious of what people are saying on Twitter is, this album is bottom tier Fireboy. Like,
okay.
He has two albums before this, and they rate it way above his third album, despite
yeah.
the heavy budget on it. I'm sure the next album coming now, his subconscious is telling him that, God help me, I do not want to be that nigga they troll again. see Davido now. Me, I'm not the biggest Davido fan, but I cannot tell you Davido. I there's nothing for me to troll in Timeless. Yes, I can say the only thing I might say was overcompensating with Amapiano, but as they say, if it's not broken, do not. I believe it's, yeah, if it's not broken, do not fix it.
Yeah.
And the Amapiano way or the Amapiano route worked for Davido. Someone like Fireboy, and I subconscious would tell him, one, but bro, if like I say, now R&B Fireboy, they like. I will give them purple the way I give them on Playboy, but I need to reach deep in that bag of, oh, I'm seeing a R&B nigga deep in art. I need to give them some car. I feel like Fireboy will not want to do everything pop again. I don't think he will want to do something like that. Car. Bro, the trolling was heavy. He's still heavy to you today, bro.
But
the,
I just feel
the
like
the trolling was heavy.
I just feel like Playboy. Playboy is coercive too.
Mm.
Do you get my point now? Playboy is very coercive.
I will not say that, bro. You can make your point.
Peru, as at now, I don't know about tomorrow, is his biggest song ever.
Yes, now.
And
sure.
The album.
Clean.
So what are we going to fight about? Like, the album is not a flop.
No, no. That's what I'm saying. The album, but Twitter, no. To Twitter standard, an album might do well. But when they use the flop, is in two ways.
Okay.
Either by numbers or by impression.
I just
and, by,
like,
and by impression.
I just feel like, see, when you are walking on the street of Twitter,
go work at JJ with your own.
Because if you ever find or anything,
oh, you're
fine. Way to spoil everything.
From a Zoom picture,
so I, just
in
feel like, I just feel like I will never use anything on Twitter to judge.
Yeah,
anything
but,
because
but,
I feel like it is just very normal for them.
But
to
allow me to make
drag.
This point. I still feel like in a gathering of 10 people, if there's nobody to say something positive about a particular thing or a particular person,
you feel like it's bad.
To a large extent, yeah.
Okay, to buy Jason and Whiskey the FC as a outsider. To the Jason and Whiskey the FC, do you think they will have any good thing to say about you?
They can't throw last.
Is it?
They cannot throw last. Look for, see, no, you know what I'm, look for the biggest Whiskey the FC on Twitter and search last in their, the way you can search their tweets.
Yeah.
They don't have anything. Well, okay, maybe they'll say Tony Braxton, but that's the highest P they can see.
Bro, when you are talking about arguments now, say they won't throw or they're not true. Even if at all they're true, they have other stuff to counter it. So if you try to defend last, they still have an attitude to counter it. They can still come and tell you, okay, Burna Boy Blue 2018 or something, and there's nothing you can do about it because that is the fucking truth.
It's not a new cat. No, they bring, no, they segue to me. I don't want to talk
new
about
cat, new cat kitty meow.
Only want to die. Oh, gorilla, all play new cat. Only want to die.
No, we that new cat and a kitten say, no, we say,
only want to die. Before cut tech, not before talk say techno to na new cat now. She been around that time, techno blue again. But wait, I think we are segueing. What are you talking about?
Roll out,
eh? Okay, the question is. Who do you think has the best rollout in Nigerian music so far? Okay, don't let me say so far, because that so far might be a long time. Let's say the past. Okay, let's say from 2010 till present. That's enough time.
2010.
That's enough time to
do you
gauge
think,
what.
I just feel like.
Who do you
see,
think has the best rollout in
about
that period?
Now, I feel like consciously.
Yeah, consciously. That
consciously.
You, that you can think of.
In quotes. Consciously, where people start to consider rollout of a thing, I feel it's like 2021 till date.
I know that just gave
so,
us 2010 as a wide margin.
I don't even want to see any, there's nobody to think of from 2020 downward. There's nobody to think of because I don't feel like, apart from say that they do normal billboard, this thing, billboard advertisement.
No, I feel like there was rollout for African Giant, and that was before 2020. But
was African Giant before 2020 or 2020?
No, and COVID now 2020 now. African Giant now before COVID now. Yes. Coachella was 2019 and when
he
I think that was zone
that's
rollout.
Twice our store was during COVID.
Twice our store was COVID.
Yes,
was,
because that was when Carpe Diem made in Lagos.
True. I feel like there was rollout to African like to No.
I can't really say. I can't really tell because I can't even remember how.
No.
How the rollout was.
I mean, I can't remember.
But I just feel like in recent time, I think I'll take Asake.
Asake.
Because Asake is this kind of person that will come with a snippet and trust me, number one. It's going to come to, with a snippet today. Trust me, number one. Like, they never chop one finish. You don't come with another snippet. Like, everybody's ready to listen to the next song. They never chop down one finish. You don't give another snippet. Everybody's ready for the next song again.
Facts, like, though.
The sound don't go far before the songs ever come outside. They don't use them. TikTok boys, TikTok influencers. I want to be low.
What you want to be low far?
Do you get my point now? I just feel like Ashake in recent time.
I hear the Ashake part, but for me, I'll say he's one of these three people, but majorly two. The first two names I'll call, I'm conflicted between choosing either Wizkid or Burna Boy. But let's say those ones even have heavy budget. That's why I don't want to. Let's now remove Wizkid, Burna Boy. I'll say Black Bones. Black Bones roll out, they mad gone. Since I've known Black Bones.
Black Bones.
His rollout is always... Like,
Black Bones is just...
Black Bones rollout is even before, during, and after dropping said project or said song. You go see him for 1 or 2 months. You go know say intention day behind them.
Yeah, I feel like... I don't know if you actually watch the video he did for Tariq when Chocolate City just signed Tariq. When they tell him, say, me no tell portable secret, say portable no get secret, say they know they keep secret. When you carry and go club, say if you want to, when you show in car, say if you want to make a lot of money, you have to concentrate and all. You go carry and go studio, push off for your neck, say maybe you have to work out that kind of video. See that rollout, like that's even the best way to introduce somebody. I don't even think the label itself will even think to that extent,
bro.
Do you get the point now? I just feel like Black Bones, the it's just crazy about it.
He's exceptional. The guy does
the hockey music. He doesn't care. Any budget you get for me, I go still drum. Look at what he did for Blink. He just talk. I think Blink dropped the same time with a World Burna Boy song or something.
Around kilometer time. Because, it was kilometer. It was begging
say
one get screenshot.
I just feel like...
Kilometer.
So I just feel like, look at what he did. Like, the content he did for it during the corona, BBC.
Guy.
During the lockdown. He bought one cock. Then he named it BC.
BC.
Wait, they carry up by now.
Rabbons don't try for
look
this.
Look at what he did for... Back in uni. Was it back in uni?
Yeah, back in uni. Even for his album,
go do the
Young
video,
Preacher.
When he go do the video himself, where he called himself B.B. Omori.
Bro.
Like, what he did, like, that was the first rap song we go actually get 1 million views in, like, 24 hours.
Bro,
and I didn't direct him. He co-directed it.
We don't even see any other rap song doing that right now because of how Nigeria is. Anyway.
Bro.
That's crazy.
I just feel like...
Even what he's doing present... Have you seen his present rollout? He has a two-song pack.
Yeah, on Friday. He has a song coming on Friday.
I think the name of his next album... Might not be the name, Sha, but the name is... Pushing Out There is Muchachos de Granja. Like, I don't know, Sha, it's something Mexican. But the rollout is doing, like, people dressed in Mexican
bandana,
talk.
Yeah.
But that nigga is... Orie Wan Be. He understands marketing. He knows what he's doing. This one is more than, say... talented artist and good team. Yes, he has a good team, obviously.
He's a talented artist. He's a,
with
good,
a good
content
team,
creator.
Also a good content creator and a good marketer. That's crazy.
Guy.
Because, and those are the type of rollouts me I like. Some people like the rollout of the way J. Cole used to do his own rollout. Say, during this period of dropping 2014 Forest Hills Drive, dropping For Your Eyes Only, and dropping... K.O.D. I think that's when those three albums run. The way J. Cole they do, I'm say you could just wake up today or maybe a day before J. Cole wants to drop an album.
Yeah.
That's the way they always be. Like, they get this mysterious aura vibe around them. Now, we think people want they do actually for this Nigeria. Because you don't go hear anything about them, but a week to the album or 3 days to the album, they go just post, my new album is dropping. Like, bro, that's impossible. You're trying to be J. Cole? Fine. If it works, fine. But some people like the extravagant Beyoncé style. Say, bro, the rollout go bang. The Drake style, the Beyoncé style. If they go do Billboard, gonna say album, they gone. If the money come, they go do the Billboard. Say, Now those type of rollouts, me, I like, let me know that. So when this album drops, I want to be awake. I want to feel the essence of the album. I'm talking about album, right? The second half. Whose album are you expecting the most? The second half. It doesn't have to be Nigerian, or just maybe any musician. Because me, I have musician, my own shot. I have my own.
Well, I stand my good anytime.
Natural, I'm the one drop out. That's true.
Badoli.
I feel like Olamide wants to rap on this album.
I'm having that feeling he wants to rap.
His last two singles have been rap.
I just feel like it is this kind of it is this part of Olamide that is going to have UI Scooty and KPDM combined thing.
Okay.
Because that was what he did on KPDM too. Like what we actually see now was what happened during KPDM's era. Like it was still rap outro.
Yeah.
Because people were actually surprised that Edis puts KPDM as a rapper.
KPDM not rap now. He rap now.
Like he actually rapped almost all the song.
I think all the song. I cannot think of a song he didn't drop a rap verse in.
Almost Shilalo now rap song too.
He rap for Shilalo now. Na melody crap, but na raps.
Because
Grammy gets category for melody crap. So melodic or whether na rap now. Rap. Ero,
that's true.
Baby Ero. Did he rap on Ero?
Yes, now. Every day, like,
that means he rapped on every song.
He actually rapped. Okay.
That means he rapped on every
song. I just feel like
now.
The album is going to have the infusion of KPDM and UI Scooty together. And he never actually dropped. Out of all the songs we don't drop now, they're actually featured songs. So
featured song. Yeah, if you actually
we'll know what we expect from it, and Jos too. Like,
bro, now wait time I'll talk. Juju J is my alias. Baby, everything, baby, beautiful and brutal, something yard, I guess. But
nah,
bro,
you and Jos resemble.
Bro, you know me now, the ugly can't. Ugly boy, the money gonna be handsome. Stop playing.
Now,
you know what we saying?
You go do this.
You know, No louder. That one, our private podcast. Bro, man, I cannot wait for Jos album. Today is what, safe? I think it's next week. Today is July 4, 7 days from now. 7 plus 4, 11. And Jos album is in the next 2 weeks. I cannot wait for that next 2 weeks, bro. I no go sleep. I know, bro. Yo, this make Jos no go use me play again. Oh, can you funny?
He will actually drop the album.
Can you funny, bro?
Like that Jos.
Make I come bust your brain pass. The song with me, I won't come here pass. Now the song with Naira Marley. Now waiting me.
Me too.
I no be Naira fan, but anytime I see featuring Naira Marley and and the artist who I like, I do always want year. Bro,
I
cannot wait.
Amali is going to deliver.
It's
trust
good.
Me on that shit.
See what he did on Wow.
Not even really Wow.
See what he did on Sweet in the Middle.
Like, it's going to deliver.
Bro, Naira know they play with his international features. Features where you know say go international. They play with them. I cannot wait, bro. I'm talking about not waiting. We thank you guys for waiting till the end. This is the end of this podcast. This episode. Do you have any other thing to add?
I just feel like lately everything on the Bisoma and
Ebawa
the
listen,
numbers
Ebawa share.
I don't understand what's going on with
we will not give you 1 hour now at least. Now why we want shorten out to like 40 minutes
like
plus minus
really list up, we don't even understand. So subscribe, share, like, tell somebody to
rate,
another person.
Just do all the good things. Follow us on IG and TikTok. Link is in description.
Olumide is a good.
Stop playing. Link
on
Olumide
is a good podcast everywhere.
Bro, stop playing.
There.
Until next time, I've been Olumide, aka Olumide Akinwale, aka one of the hosts of this beautiful podcast, and you've been.
And I've been Papi Max, the guy with the bang. The man of
Timber Caliban.
Till
next time, stay jiggy.
Pra, 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 pra.
Pray.